Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Venice 78, I'm Ilaria Gomarasca from Fred Film Radio, and I have the pleasure to be here today with Sofia Gersevic, who is an actress for the film È stata la mano di Dio, was the Hand of God by Paolo Sorrentino, in competition here in Venice. Welcome, Sofia.
Hi, I'm very nice to meet you. And I'm really happy to be here.
Well, you are very welcome. So, Sofia, you are Julia in a Sorrentino film. She's like a misunderstood theater actress and artist with no compromises. How would you describe her?
I would describe her as, you know, there are many people and actresses like that. They want to just be famous, and they just want to, you know, know some people and all this, but they mostly do not care about how they act and how do they do their job. So I've seen her like this mostly, that she was, you know, this person that didn't look really deep in her job and profession.
And this was your first time with Paolo Sorrentino in a movie of Paolo Sorrentino. So I'm very curious if you can tell us about your experience and maybe any particular story which happened behind the scenes.
Well, obviously it was my first time. I'm from Russia and I'm 21, so it's my first international film in general, and I found it amazing because Paolo is a brilliant person and he creates such an atmosphere of trust. So even if you want to imagine something about the character and, you know, you come prepared, you just leave it all and you trust. Like, you give all of your, you know, confidence away. You just, you know, give yourself in someone's arms because you know that the result will be precise and the result will be very good because he knows what he wants to see and what he expects from actors, from other people of the crew, and what he expects to see in general. So it was an amazing experience, really. I mean, I have no comments. I don't think that there are words to describe what happened. So, yeah.
In the movie, you play with like a very strong accent. So I was wondering if this was a request by Paolo Sorrentino.
Well, I didn't know Italian when I got the role, and I've been doing auditions in Italian. I, you know, just wrote everything in my language, just letters in Russian, and I've been learning the text like music. So, of course, I understood what I was saying, but in general, when I was speaking and acting, it was like in my head, blah, 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 like music. And an accent is mine, obviously. Yeah, I couldn't, you know, take it out from me. And I've been doing some lessons with the teacher of, you know, diction, and she was trying to get away my accent a bit, and then we stopped because Paolo said that he liked the accent and I should just do like I did it in my auditions. So we kept it, kind of way.
And were you familiar with Napoli before? Have you been there before? Because the city is kind of a character itself in this movie, right?
Yeah, a city has its soul. And I've been in Naples 10 years ago, but I don't remember. And I've been staying in Naples for 3 months, firstly for the shooting, and then I stayed because I really fell in love with the city and with people there, and I found friends, you know, boyfriend, all of my life, like, just stayed there. And yeah, Naples is an amazing city, and it's so seen how it's important for people, like you can see in the film also, that it's like a character there.
And I was wondering if you were familiar with Maradona. He's as famous in Russia as much as in Italy.
Honestly, no. I knew who is Maradona, but I've never heard of him, and I've never heard about this case with the hand, you know, La Mano di Dio. I've never heard about it. But later, I started, you know, getting to know him because friends are Italian. My boyfriend is Italian, he's from Naples, and, you know, I kind of fell in love with his way of being, but as I'm not a fan of football at all, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, I still can't, you know, understand what Neapolitans and Italians feel about Maradona, because he is not, you know, such an idol as he could have been for people from Italy since, you know, childhood.
And can you tell us if there is any other Italian director you would like to work with?
Absolutely, yes. I would love to work very much with Pietro Marcello. I'm so sorry if I'm saying, you know, something with an accent or wrong. And
no, you say brilliantly. Perfect.
Thank you. And Fratelli d'Innocenzo.
Yeah.
I'm so curious to see America Latina, because I've seen, you know, their past films, and it takes out everything out of you. You just feel, you know, silent after, for at least 1 hour, and then for days and days.
You have very specific taste, like a kind of a new wave of Italian directors. So you are following this kind of cinema. You are a fan of this kind of cinema.
I couldn't say that I know a lot, because I'm new here, and you know, I'm only getting to know different directors in Italy. But yeah, I'm trying to see as much as I can and trying to get to know as many, you know, people that I have to see and that I should see, and, you know, to get educated in Italian cinema.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Sofia, for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.